Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe brings down that while the halacha is that irui mikli rishon mevasher, kaimelon irui mikli rishon mevasher, the person is me'are, he pours over from kli rishon into a different keli. Irui kli rishon mevasher. So when a person makes himself a cup of tea, and he takes a cup, he goes over to the place that you have hot water, and he pours hot water into the cup. If the cup has, the cup is wet, he washed, normal people, they wash a cup, they wash a glass cup, they go over to the place where you have water, they put a cup under it, and they take out hot water. So the hot water is coming out irui mikli rishon. Irui mikli rishon is mevasher. So Dr. Moshe, you're not allowed to do this water, because if you do that peula, you're over a isur deiraisa bishul b'shabbos. And afal gav sheloi nichale, he doesn't want these little drops to be cooked. Psikreisha deloi nichale is also. I'm not so sure, Ramosha says, I'm not so sure why it's like nichale. A little bit, he doesn't want his drops also to be hot. A bit more cup tea. But what do you tell me? Baruch Hashem, he has enough on them. Das heißt nicht kein nichale. Lo yitzur nicht given Shabbos Kodesh. So you want the whole cup. Lo yitzur, the Atayu is a kind of water that doesn't get warm. Heint you don't make a machen out. It's a kind of water that doesn't get warm. You'll never use that water to wash the cup before you take it, make a cup of tea. Then in the middle of drinking, you feel like a little... It's iced tea. But besondere Sache, yeah? As we drink, we can iced tea. We drink warm tea, yeah? So you don't want little pieces of cold little drinks to go inside. So the Teretz is, you want your cup of tea to be a cup of tea. So, ich weiß nicht, bichlal, bald we'll see, like, I was... So, ich getal mir dann lief mei Rabbi. Reb Moshe called the psychiatrist of the Leimichalei. Ich bin חושב שאפשר שאדוני ראיס המאמש. יש לו פסיקה של ניחלה. למה זה צריך חוצי שיר? Because it's no revis. אבל רב מיישה זה מחמר. דבר מדעת יש דין צריך להמיד רב מיישה. מאוד יש כאן דקוח. סייבי בן זה. מדעת יש דן צריך להמיד רב מיישה. Because רב מיישה עוד עושה את הלצוסו. אם זה פסיקה של אדוני ניחלה. So רב מיישה says you have to wipe the keli. אז זה בספר דינים ואנלוגיס מהחזניש. It's brought down also you're not allowed to pour mikli rishon without wiping the keli. Now, we found already this halacha, we'll see soon later, is a halacha kli rishon mevashel, kli sheni eina mevashel. I want just to explain. Kli rishon mevashel means, we're not talking, when something is on the fire, this is bishul alein, on kli rishon. Kli rishon mevashel, we mean, you take off the chant, off the fire, and you put it down. You took off the soup pot, you put it down. Now, if you put something inside, we say kli rishon mevashel. Not only kli rishon mevashel, irui kli rishon mevashel. Could be, if I kept irui from a kli that is on the fire mamish, like you have today, you know, these hot water things, and you press the water, then it could be it's even worse, because it's mamish from the keli alein. But irui kli rishon mevashel. Kli sheni eini mevashel. I feel that klisheni ain't mevashel, but davar gush is mevashel. We'll see soon what is davar gush. But we'll take for example a piece of chicken is davar gush. A knedel from a chant is davar gush. Zog the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to take a davar gush and put it inside roitev, inside sauce. You have sauce. You want to put a chicken inside a sauce, you're not allowed to put it because it's mevashel. So if a person has a gush, he's not allowed to put it in a liquid. Because mevashel kedei klipa. Okay, there could be the Mishnah Berurah says it's mamish nichale, because people want the sauce to be warm. Not only the little bit, I mean, the whole sauce. It's not gishmak. Hot chicken with cold sauce, I mean, in the weekday taki you warm the sauce also. Now, in Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, he had a tzad to be maker, Kadmon. He wanted to say that maybe the drops are bottled to the keli. I know some rabbanim are saying mech on that. We don't. Why? Is a aloche in trumes, people are makmin on trume, person has trume, a kohen. He has a bottle, he drank apple juice of trume. Now, he wants to drink Pepsi. So the shadow, what he does, the cup was with apple juice of trume, so he pours it out, and he waits till 3 drops come out. 1, 2, 3, as is the Gemara. And then he's allowed to put Pepsi inside. That's an halacha. He has a little bit left. It's butter. And the Meli is no isur of ein mevatlim isur lekatchile. Imagine when you pour in the Pepsi, you mevatl the truma. After the 3 drops come out, it's not a problem. When I got this shayla, this yontif, this shvus, I got some people ask me that shayla, where is Megea today? Because the, a lot of Kohanim, I'm a Kohen, I don't do it, I'm scared. But Kohanim that are not so scared, they gave out, you know, all these chalukas that they give out all over, though, they gave a chalukah of Shemen Shel Trumat Meir. That the Kohanim could use it for Sreifa, for Yontef, for Shabbos, they burn it before, you light it before Shabbos, you light the Shabbos candles, you light the Yontef candles. So a lot of Kohanim, they get Shemen Trumat Meir. That's the minute a lot of Kohanim, I'm scared, but they do it. So Kohen told me about Aloche, we learn in the Sugi now that Ein Tzarif Mekodesh, Ein Tzarif Mekodesh Meir Beyontef. So for the first day of Shavuos, he lights the candles, he doesn't have a problem. For the second day, he can use this oil. He knows that. But the problem is, it's the same glasses. So for sure, the oil finished till the end, but a couple drops left. The Shaila is, if he's allowed to pour inside the new oil, he's not allowed to put on the new oil. Shalif is mechalet or not mechalet. But that's the aloche. That's the middle of the Shabbos. Shabbos wants to say, if dear the aloche is that if you drip three, you poured it over and 3 drops came out, it's muter. Do echad b'zayin muter. I say, look, the Shabbos of Shabbos. He wants to say such a tzad. But he says, nishkin raya. Could be the pshat is, if you pour inside, then it becomes okay. But lemaise, and Shabbos, the Samelech is Mevashel. So, Kumta is Azeh. Reb Moshe Feinstein and the Minchas Yitzchok and Reb Shlomo Zalman for himself, they would wipe the cup. They would take the cup, they would wipe it. This is what Reb Moshe Paskins in the Tshuva, Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchok, and Reb Shlomo Zalman to himself, and Azeh is given the Anlogah from the Chazanish. Reb Shlomo Zalman, for different people, in Reb Eliashiv, Sefer that came out now, and also in the Oris, the Meir HaShabbos, and Rav Ozner, they say you don't have to wipe it, you just have to shake it very strong, you shake it a couple times, and then you're allowed to pour on the hot water. So, Lemay Salomim Machem HaSikum from the first Chalek. So the first Chalek, La'aloche, if it's couple drops inside, the Welt is Machmer. If you shake it, then Meikar Adin, most poskim amatir, the machmirim amakpi to wipe it completely. This is in a normal when you're going to make a cup of tea. Let me gain to the next step. Then I'll show you where it's going to get more and more. You drink, I'll make it in the easy way, then Efshal Machabas Cheshboinus Dik. You made it, drink a cup of tea. You drink one cup, you want to drink another cup of tea. Now, the cup of tea has water inside. You have to wipe it again? Or you don't have to wipe it again? Now, if the water stays warm yet, you drank it and it's hot yet, even if it's not boiling, we pass it like the Ramo, that lach sheloi nitztan in kol ha-tzorech, ain bishul achar bishul, and maybe it's not a problem. But what if you drink a cup of tea and it's already cool? It's already cool. So I want to imagine. If it's already warm, the hainu, it's warm yet. So then you don't, even if lamazang is a bit left at the bottom. A lot of time is a bit left with all the, you know, it's, you could use it yet. But to be negat the soup, lamazang first the cup of tea. But luyatsur, you finished already. So if the drops that are inside are warm, no shaila. If it's fine, it's a problem. But if it's not a problem, it's not a problem. So the halacha is like this. If it became cold, Rav Moshe Tainus, that if it's a bit left inside, then it's a problem. I know. But if it's only drops, Rav Moshe says you could be maker to leave the drops. Why? Because psikreshe de lo nichale and bishul meikar adin lach shenitztanen ein bishul achar bishul and poris mekashir and maybe it's bottle to the sides. The mele Rav Moshe is mad. The shvisa shel Shabbos is that the drops you have to get rid of, even the chai gavne. To wipe it, you don't have to. To wipe it, you don't have to. Now, why I'm saying it so much? It's nigel. Let me make in Ilchus Shabbos the klal hazeich gel for Rabbi Zalman. Every time when you hear a shir in Ilchus Shabbos, try alamot and all of the chetim that is nigel, and remember what you're planning to do. So I'm saying it's nigel be a soidoy. It's not emes, but be a soidoy. It's nigel for soup. A lot of people take soup, then they want seconds. I think they call it. Now, the derech klal, especially, you know, you have seconds, they don't take a towel, they start to wipe it. You know, they don't start to wipe it. So, why I'm saying it's negeh, it's not negeh. It's negeh, it's mamash zel bezach. So, sometimes you ask for seconds when it's warm yet. But sometimes, okay, the oilam shmuz, you know, magazin kol mekadesh and apos, you know, and then you want for more, and now it's already not warm. So then Rav Moshe says you could make it. Because Rav Moshe says that the Rav Kamina is, if it's a little bit left in the plate, pour it out with the soup. Rav Moshe says you don't have to wipe it. Oh, the Marshal Fakat, I'm only giving out soup in an hotel, and the dishes were washed, but they were not wiped. And you see, your plate is wet yet. Then you can't put the soup inside. So Be'etzem, this is the aloche. For example, as they have a cup of tea, people that don't take tea, they have the same aloche with the soup plate. So why I'm saying it's negeh, nish negeh? Because you have to know what is the case that people get soup. But derech klal, most people that I think, in most places in the world, they don't take the pot of the soup and they come to the table and they pour from the pot into your plate. First, normally, they take, other they do it inside the kitchen, and they take it as a ladle. So then, ladle is already leichter. It's not irui miklirishi. You're right that it's not so posh to be makel in a ladle. But we're speaking here that it's a chumre, and it's a segregation, the leinichale, the ain't a miskaven, you're much leichter to be makel. Even if Lama Zogin, you're the kitchen, you're the one that's serving in the kitchen, and you're serving from the main one, so it could be as a mokim to be machmir, if there's a lot of soup in the plate that you got for seconds, Lama Zogin, you get a job of a waiter, and you're taking the plate into the kitchen, and you have to take the ladle out. If you see that the person left a little bit of lap, just pour it out. You don't have to wipe. You could say Mahamah Maisha that you don't have to wipe because it was already cooked. If the soup, you put your finger inside, if the soup is hot, he doesn't see anyway. If the soup is hot, then you can put the ladle. If the soup is not hot, just pour it out and you don't have to wipe. But Lemosha, when you're sitting in the table, normally it's not a problem at all. Because you get in the table, normally it's a zach that got from a ladle. And then you take your ladle and put, man, it could be clear a week, lichamishi when it gets to you. So I'm saying, Lemosha, the case of the soup is nisht alemol. But Lemosha, in a cup of tea, it's a lot of times negia. Especially in yeshivas, people want to make a cup of tea. So, you know, the halacha is you could put in the scents and the sugar. We don't put in the second one, we put in the third one and the fourth one. We'll get it maybe later. I spoke with them all. But you want to, you know, you want to put it back and forth in the same cups. You know, you want to have a klishlishi klirevi. You pour up water, lamazogin, you have hot water. You take out the keli and you pour it to a klishlishi. Then you want to put it back to this one and back to that one, back and forth. So you have to know, if it stays warm, yes. If it's not staying warm, so then it could be, if you want to use it again, you can have a problem. Now, so you know the halacha is Baruch Hashem, this halacha, the one I think everyone here will have and will keep. You said, now what? The problem starts like this. Abacha asked me to shayla. He went for someone to Shabbos, they offered him a cup of tea. So he said, no, I'll take it. I said, no, sit down, we'll serve you. They have this nice, you know, hot water thing. They take this wash, they wash the cup. you know, they like to bring it nice, wet, and they went over and they opened and made him a cup of tea. Now he wants to know, but he is allowed to drink it. But the Mishnah Berurah state that if a person put chicken inside sauce, you're not allowed to eat the sauce. Bishul also, but the Yevet, it's also. And even if it gets cold already, it's also. So now this little drops cooked inside the water, klelt Reb Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva, if you're allowed to drink this cup of tea. Reb Moshe is Mekel. Reb Moshe is Mekel, but yes, Machmirim. Reb Moshe is Mekel, it's in his Bismedrash, Chotzi Shir, Psikresh Adolei Nichalei. Although, if we say that we can't call Psikresh Adolei Nichalei, we said we don't want this iced tea, so if Mele could be, that we made it, it's also even B'dievet. It's Alamol, Klal and Cheshavah, if some people are Matir, B'Shas HaTchayk, you could say Mechadem, Megabim Vashel B'dievet. But Navisan, it's not only a Chumra to yourself, it's Lekatchila a Chumra that if you're asking for someone to make you a cup of tea, Lamazogim, you're asking for seconds, for soup, and they're taking it back into the kitchen, about to see, it's again the same thing in chant, yeah? If your plate is dirty with chant, and then some places, I know, big choshma places, you know, the Ruach Masasolchim, they take off the Kli Rishon, and from there everyone digs the chant and puts it on his plate. So here, there's a couple houses here. So they have three big pots, you know, first they take off the first one, the Olam come in, and they chabed them. So then, okay, I will get to the case of the chant, but then again, you have your plate, you have chant on it, you ate, it's a little bit cold, you go to take seconds. They take out the boiling chant and they're putting it on your chant. Could be, not only that it's easy to do it, you're not allowed to eat it like that. So I'm saying, these halachas will not only negate to you how to behave and how to do them, we're talking about the cup of tea, we're going to have the cup of tea, or in soup. But I'm saying it's lekatchila also to be machmir that someone else will not serve you this way, because if someone else serves you this way, the halacha in Chishav is bishul. If it was made for you, it's also afilu b'di'evet. Let me again write it. I'm saying, the water of Moshe said that it's okay. Now, it's a halacha, and this means the one before I spoke about the chant and all of these achen, we'll go to another halacha, to be lighter, to be koil of that halacha, but another halacha. We said Kli Rishon Mevashel, Irui Kli Rishon Mevashel, so we bring down the Chumah from the Chazanish and Reb Moshe to wipe the cup, or at least to shake the cup, not to have water inside. Even that only Irui Kli Rishon Mevashel, we had a suffix if a lady was a Kli Rishon or not. Dovor Gush is Mevashel if he most shittes afilu b'kli sheni. And if he harbe shittes afilu b'kli shlishi. Mishnebura is mistapik, is tirin mishnebura, even bikli shlishi, even bikli ravi. So a piece of chant, it's nishkla avok, the kishke for sure, could be even a big potato also, some people say even barley, is considered a lot of little divogosh, medavisen. But chant for sure has pieces of divogosh, it's mevashal and klisheni, and efshal and klishlishi. But Yashvi says that legabi klisheni, legabi alazachim imachmer, legabi klishlishi, for the time now b'shem b'liashiv that legabi kli shlishi only legabi ikore advorim not legabi chumus. So now lo begin. Zog the Mogen Avraham nearly also liten chatichas boso roiteach letoich roitev kevel shemisar she'ene misareb it's dover gush mevashel kdei klip. So if you put it inside the roitev, zog the Mogen Avraham it's awesome. Zog the Sharatzion b'dieved it's muter. Because lachshen itztane meikar adin and bishul achar bishul.
Is that only if you want it hot?
What do you mean want it hot? If it's a real weekday, you'll be happy that it's hot. It's called you want it hot.
No.
If it's not good, you're not allowed to do it. What's it about? Person puts chant on a salad, on a trina, yeah. Shal if it's chayv skila or not. We'll see in a second. But this is the shal. Most people, I think, don't want the trina to get hot. Was it about? Is a cooler from Shmuel Zalman? But we're going to Suda. The vow a person took out a chicken and he put it in a source. So let me again first what is poshut la'aloche. A person has chant. This is megia every Shabbos. Lo yaleinu, a lot of people are nichshu. You're sitting in a Suda Shabbos. You ate a plate of chant. Now you get into the second plate. The derech klal, the chant that is on your plate already is not hot. I checked in my plate, as they gave us. But derech klal, the chunt in the middle is hot, especially if they bring another one over. You take these hot potatoes and you put them on your chunt, it's an issur to do it in Shabbos. Now, yeah, sometimes it's so osur, why? It's mevashel kedei klipa. And you're happy. Yeah, so this is for sure you're happy that the chunt on the plate is warm. This is klal. So b'meile, loy mi boye to the places, right, that they serve here the chunt, and you go to the main big dish that was taken off, and you put a ladle inside, there it's a fested davar gush. Why? A real potato, taking out from the first keli with a ladle. That a ladle could be his mamish klirish. So even if it's not a ladle, and even if it was served like the yeshiva, that they take from the ladle and they put in the little pots that they put on, the little these metal dishes that they put around the yeshiva. Plastic ones, machmish toys. But that they put around. Then also the vogush we machmir. But here I'm saying it's much, much more chomul, because it's irui miklirishen. And if you pour take from the klirishen, some people just go to the crackpot in the room, you know, and they shake it off, the leftover, as a, you know. Then mamish could be, if it's also, it's not a sutton. You have to change the plates. But you can't use the same plate. Now, if the chont is warm a little bit yet, so if you're Ashkenazi, you're allowed to do it. I know. If there's no liquid in the chont and it's davar yavesh, so then en bishul achar bishul. But chont bederech klal has liquid inside. So yes, bishul achar bishul. If you're Ashkenazi and it's a little bit warm, it's okay. But the Sfardim can have a bigger problem. But the Sfardim, it really has to stay hot. But they don't need so much chant. I mean, it's only a shayla if they're in the Ashkenazi yeshiva. I'm saying that. But I'm saying, as Sfardi has to know when he comes to an Ashkenazi place, he can't say, I see the Ashkenazim are used to taking out chant, I will also take out. The Ashkenazim have a cooler to take out more chant. The Sfardi in Taki have a problem. To take out more chant. Now, the main problem is, but again, here the Moshe Reb Moshe would say it could be the Eved, it's mutter. If you did it, could be it's mutter, because it's like Mishnah Berurah says, because of his wearing this bashel. So even if you didn't know this halacha, and the place that you are, they took your plate and the guy put it on your plate. So the Maaser Mishnah Berurah says, but the Eved you're allowed to eat it because it was already cooked. Lachshen is bashel, but the Eved is mutter. So like Katchila again, Lama Machan Asikum in Chishabes. If you ate chunt and you have left over in the plate, if it's hot, beseder. If it's not hot, and you put on, you're not allowed to put more chunt on it. It's davar gush. If I'm saying sometimes the left corners and the side and the dry, so there's no bishul on them because it's not liquid. Person will say I have to lick my plate. No, why? Because the minute that there's no liquid, b'davar yavesh ain't bishul achar bishul. It's only when it's something liquid, if it's cold, even if it's cold, ain't bishul achar bishul. You're allowed to warm, a person has a challah, it's cold, he's allowed to warm it on the oven. Shehiyeh, chazore, say that. So there's ways how to do it. You're allowed to warm something warm. But bederech klal, most chunts have liquids. I'm saying, to the second, you don't have to clean your plate, but if it's epis liquid chunt left, you're not allowed to put more chunt. But you have it, if someone put it, Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to eat it, because lachshon it's stand and there's a lot of poison that hold and bishul achar bishul. So maybe the evidence, the person that is serving the chon, put it on your plate. Now, you think, no, it's not so again. Again, some bochrim, you know, benazmanim, only benazmanim, they go back to America and they serve like waiters in the camps. So then they have to fill up for the people. What is the job of the waiter? I'm just saying, people don't realize it. What is the job of one of these waiters? Is people are not zeichet to learn, you know, they become waiters of different people. So what they have to do, they have to go around the tables. When the chunt is finished, they have to, from their bunk, they have to take the chunt pot to go to the kitchen and fill it up. But derech klal, the olim don't come to them after, you know, zibule basraise. The olim asks for more chunt. So he goes, so again, if the chunt in that pot is warm, he doesn't have a problem. But if that chant is not warm already, or he's a Sfardi, the waiter, he's not allowed to put more chant in that. And this again, he goes to the kitchen, but then he goes to the main pot with the ladle and he puts in. I'm saying this is very negia. So that is very, very negia the meiser. What? If it rolls over, it's ain't a miskaven, not segregation. But if you know that it rolls, you know, you put a big mountain of chunt and you know in 2 minutes it gets to the tzad. So it's not a direct meloche, but it's a meloche. So maybe then it's not a segregation, it's a nirole, it's leichter. But now, let me get what happens a lot of times again. The person's sitting in a meal. Again, I'm saying I want very lemaisedik, because this aloha is very, very negia lemaisedik. A person is sitting in a meal, and the mahalach of the Suda is first they serve the cold cuts, and they serve a little bit fresh salad. He takes cold cuts, couple all the kinds, and he puts a lot of salad on his plate. In the meantime, the juice from the salad is swimming around the plate. Now they bring the chunt. Now they don't give him a different plate for the chunt. He's trying to find a place. There's no place. But, so he could wait to finish to eat the whole thing, but then there'll be no more Dover Gush left. So he wants to put the chunt on his plate. So now what he does is, he's putting a Dover Gush and liquid shaloi nisbasho. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv, holds that it's osu. He says maybe b'diavad it's not osu to eat because people don't appreciate that the liquid of the fresh salad, Moshe, Israeli salad, no one appreciates that it got cooked, yeah? It doesn't become better. But he says it's a meleches mevashel, it's cooked vegetables. People have cooked tomatoes. It's not a meleches she'eino bichlal. It's not a gishmak. Reb Shmuel Zalman was more noita sometimes to say that maybe it's muta. It's very hard to say. He said, if it's segregation, the loy nichalei, and fakert, and it's derech kilkul, maybe it's not a maise bishul bichal. So who needs the tomatoes and the cucumbers to get cooked? But it was very hard to matter it. Say, but the eved, maybe you're allowed to eat. Because you have to know, if it's also to eat, it mixes around, the whole plate becomes also, yeah? If the liquid becomes also, it's mixed in the chunt, for follow the chunt. Not the liquid that you see is awesome. The liquid that you don't see becomes awesome. And then you can't eat it. The very makbid in it. From Tzudetzu, people because of that, some of the new Sforum that came out, say that a lot of Kiddushim is a minig in Yerushalayim, the Suv Yerushalmi Kugel. And the Yerushalmi Kugel, they put a pickle. The pickle is not mevushal, that's liquid, it's cold. The double gush, mevasha. So, I'm saying, it's hard to know. Some people want to say that again, because the pickle, this gets worse if it gets cooked. People hope that it will not be cooked by the kugel. But mele, again, it's not called, it's derech kilkul, v'loch she yitzricha legufa, you don't need it, it's not good for it. So Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that maybe it's mutter. More from that, Reb Moshe wanted to say that to put the pickle is better. The Hainu. Till now we spoke about you taking the dish and you're putting new chunt inside. Dover gush if it's nitzdamen. Or you're putting on the salads or on the kol, you're putting the chunt. Then you have a problem. But Reb Moshe says in the case of the kugel it's a bit leichter. Because what happens in the kugel is, you put the kugel already out, so the kugel is already gush biklisheni, not iru miklirishin. But mele, he said to put a pickle, he's not saying that it's mutter, but lachshen it's tanen, to put the sauce over it, Ramosha wanted to be matter in the shul. So I'm saying, is a mokim, some people are machmir, but you have to know, is a mokim for Ramosha wants to be making la aloche, that people have hot sauce that they want to put on. So the best thing is, most people are machmir not to do it, but a lot of time, you know, they ask in the kitchen for eitzes. So the eitzes b'derech klal will be for the people that want to be maker, b'shas atchak, to move the dover gush to kli shlishi. And then Chaznish said that it's leichter. And then if you have sauce that was already cooked and it's just cold, to pour it on top of it, b'shas atchak, yesh al malis moich, because it's on that and not the gush is on that. Now, lom again weiter. There's a third aloha in Hilchos Shabbos that this brings us to a lot of nafkaminas in these alochas. Like we said, kli rishon mevashel, kli sheni eine mevashel. Zog the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Membeis, our dvorim are called kale abishul, and the kale abishul are misbashel even bekli sheni. Now it's a big shaila what is kale abishul. We're not speaking today as shir about Hilchos Bishul, so I'm not going into the list of kale abishul. As another shaila, if the aloch of kale abishul is only bekli sheni or even bekli shlishi, Chaznish said to be machmer afilu bekli shlishi, aber only on dvorim amefuroshit. Bemele, lo megein itzter la aloch lemaisa. A person gets soup. Already the plate was dry. He got a soup. He wants to put inside mandalach, soup nuts. He wants to break a matzah inside. He wants to put challah crumbs. The other ain't a mezaina taste. They have these bread curtains, also different kinds, bigger ones, smaller ones, two kinds. You want to put them inside the soup. The shayla is if you're allowed to put them inside the soup or not. What is the shayla? Again, sometimes in the yeshiva lemoshul it's not such a problem. Because when you get your soup, it's a soup that you got from a main soup with a ladle to the dish that puts on the table, from that ladle into your plate. It could be a kli chamishi. In the house, it could be a kli sheni. If the ladle, the shayla one is a ladle, and if it was poured from the dish alein, it's mamish a kli sheni. So lemaisa, most places can say that bekli shlishi you're allowed to. Dehainu, if it's not, if it was taken with a, even with a ladle, if it was not poured from the main dish, you're allowed to, because it's kli shlishi, and these achim are suffic if it's kale abishul, and be'etzem all these achim were cooked. While all these achim were cooked, b'meile it's muta. Some people are machmir if the soup is boiling, then some people wait. If it's mamish boiling like 80 degrees Celsius, aber meikar adin yalat. This is not what I want to go. Let me get into the prat, what is negat of what we spoke till now. There's a zach that is called salt, and there's a zach that is called sugar. The Gemara zogt in Shabbos, one man the Omar says, salt is misbashel afilu bekli sheni. It's like kale abishul. Salt is misbashel bekli sheni. And sidra man da amar b'gemore, even bekli rishon is no isur to mevashel salt. I want to explain. And the fire lekula almin allowed to put salt. This is mevashel. Kli rishon means off the fire. Sidra man da amar, salt is chomur like kale abishul, and it's also afilu bekli sheni, afilu bekli shlishi. And sidra man da amar, that salt never gets cooked, even bekli rishon. La aloche, and here, listen good. La aloche, the Shulchan Aruch paskins meikar adin, salt is muter afilu bekli rishon. You take off the pot, you're allowed to put salt, and then you're allowed to serve it. Rabbi Yashiv says maybe in our days it's not like that, because what the Gemara says that salt is not cooked bekli rishon is the old days was a very hard salt. Our days is an easy salt, so like everything you're not allowed to do bekli rishon in salt, you're also not allowed. Kum der Ramo, zog der Ramo, is machleikes, ve'amachmir, we are machmir not to put salt even bekli sheni. Ve'amachmir tovar al abroche. Abroche from the Ramo. Ve'amachmir tovar al abroche. So the Maise, after this aloha exists, before we start the Magen Avraham, you have a problem to put salt in a soup, in a chant, even if it's not kli rishon. About the Ramo paskins, that even if the salt is not kli rishon, even if it's not kli rishon, it's mevashel afilu bekli sheni. But zog the Magen Avraham, it's only also the salt that was not cooked. But if the salt was already cooked, then it's only also bekli rishon, and maybe even not. As I zog. So nochmal, let me make first the sikum ha'alochis. Sido shitas ha'shulchan aruch that melach is not misbashel afilu bekli rishon, maybe today it doesn't exist. Aber legabe kvisheini meikar adin, we have to know, the ikar ha'aloch of the Ramo is that melach is not misbashel b'klisheini. So mainly you could take salt and put it in soup and anchon and everything. Zog de Ramo ve'amachmir tovoy ala brocha, you're not allowed to put salt b'klisheini and klishlishi b'pashtes, you're not allowed to. Zog de Mogen Avraham, but it's only b'melach she'enem mevushal. B'melach mevushal, then you're not allowed to only b'klirish. B'klisheini you're allowed to. B'klirish you're not allowed to. Why klirish not? Be'etzim if it's already mevushal, because it becomes liquid, and in liquid yesh bishel achar bishel. The Bura says, v'amach mirto lo brocha legab b'klirish. So nochamo. Melach she... So you write it it's a chumre, aber azei klal yisrael wo mekabel. So let we'll take off, and we'll go to what klal yisrael wo mekabel. Klal yisrael wo mekabel, that a salt that is not cooked, you don't put even in a klisheini. Salt that is cooked, you put in a klisheini, but you don't put in a klirish. Alt is mach mir tovo elo broch. So the Maisa the Chazanish says la aloche not only klisheini, even klishlishi. So the Maisa the Chazanish said if a person gets salt that is not cooked, says that it's not cooked, you're not allowed to put it inside the soup. That's like the Chazanish. Not inside a chunk, not inside nowhere. If it's mevushal, b'klisheini you're allowed to. B'klirishon, we're a machbe. Now, what is the mitzvah? The salt is cooked or is not cooked? So it's very interesting. The Moshe, you open Shmir Shabbos Kiel Choshev Sefer. Kol ha-melech ha-yoy mevushal. You open the Sefer Orche Shabbos. Roiv ha-melech ha-yoy mevushal. Was even fighting in the newspapers, letters back and forth. But it's not the shayla of the mitzias. Yeah, we're not. I mean, this today, you know, you could check. The shayla is like this: it's two mitzias that we have to discuss. The mitzias in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know all over the world. You know, people go to Russia, to all different places. You have to know. You have to know the mitzias in every place. Like this: the mitzias in Eretz Yisrael, most of the salt is not cooked. But I want to explain. Was heist cooked, was heist chicken cooked. When we say not cooked means cooked. They take the water and they boil it, they cook it. They have not cooked. What, this was the old way cooked. What was the way not to cook? They took water from the ocean and they dried it up slowly, slowly till it left mountains of salt. Now, the problem is that today, you know, the world is a bit moving ahead. They take the salt, they'll not take water, the salt, they dry it and give it to you in packages. They take it to ovens, special ovens, and they dry it up for 20 minutes to half an hour before they give it to you. Now, so a lot of places can hold that this is called afir. So some people hold, again, the Shmir Shabbos holds, all of the salt, it's called mamish mevushal. The way they take care of it, it's called mevushal. Mele, he holds, b'kli sheini, allowed to put all the salt in the world. Fatih. Shmir Shabbos kirchos. Rabbi Yashiv, because of that, oh, it's a Shabbos and all of them tiny. No, only if it's mevushal, mamish. If it's not mevushal, you're not allowed to. No, boss. It's afir. So now, they clear like this. How to look at it? If we could look at this warming up like afir, so vital, we have a shayla. If you could put it inside the soup, yes, bishul achar afiyo, ain't bishul achar afiyo. Okay, it's not so hard. It's a machlekes if yes bishul achar afiyo. So we could say, listen, it's a machlekes bichlal if yes bishul besalt. And even if yes is the salt, the Shmir Shabbos hold on its mutter. And even if he's wrong, it's afiyo. Vein afiyo achar bishul. Although we call mekoyim, some people are machmer. Moshe Chaim Kanievsky in his house, they cook all the salt again before they put it in. Lemoshel, the same problem. So Lemaisa the Welt again, but Lemoshel, I know some people that they're makbid, but Lemoshel in their soup, in their plate, in their house, they put salt. Why? Because it's a klishlish. Because the ladle makes it a klishlish. So while the ladle makes it a klishlish, So maybe they make it a little bit more. Because the Chaznish himself said that in Kli Shlishi is only Machmir and Kale Abishul only on Zachen that are Mefurish. Maybe if it's another Kule, they make it. The Zelbe Zach, now they have a Shem Shaila to put salt on the chant. Here in a way, sometimes it's worse. It's Davar Gush. Again, the Fidish Mir Shabbos is Mutter. Here, it's a little bit light, because could be it's not a bishul, could be it's a hafir. Especially if it dries up onto the davar gush, it doesn't become liquid. So it's like a hafir. You have to know the mitzvahs. So the Ochet HaShabbos wants to say that even if he's a machmir, maybe the davar gush he's making. He said, even in davar gush alein, some people, Rav Moshe said, Moshe Lachshon, it's standing, you could be making that. Now, Reb Moshe writes on himself that he himself was makbid not to put sugar only be Kli Shlishi. When he made a cup of tea, he was makbid not only for the scent, even for the sugar to put it be Kli Shlishi. Because he didn't know if sugar today is cooked or not cooked. Maybe it's like salt. But mele, he was makbid on himself be Kli Shlishi. Bekli Shlishi was machmir on himself. He was machmir on himself only to put it bekli Shlishi, not bekli Sheni. Meikar Adin, you're allowed to put sugar bekli Sheni. Again, bekli Rishon we don't put. The Hainu. When we make a cup of tea, we'll never put the sugar inside and that open the hot water because it's iri bekli Rishon. So first, it's ma'ase bishul, and also because it's melting, so it's like liquid. B'meile, it has a shame ma'ase bishul. But bekli Sheni, we could put it. Moshe, because he was mesupik and a matzah of sugar, he says that even al pi halacha you're allowed to, al atzmi ichmarti, and I never put sugar bekli sheni ela bekli shlishi. Just one more zach. One more zach, as some people tie it today, you know, so everyone knows when you make cups of tea, you know, you make kli sheni, kli shlishi, and then you take care of it. A lot of places, the place that they serve the tea, they have these new kind of plastic cups. Not plastic, they make them from, hard zach, which is going to be dust. And when you melt it, it becomes like snow, that's basic. But that zach keeps the heat. Some poiskim tainer that this doesn't have a din of cliche in it because it keeps the heat. The poiskim say kli sheni ainu mevashel because tfanis a kli metzananis. B'meile, the cup of tea, even in the second keli, has a din of kli rishon. So b'meile, if you pour it to the kli sheni and the kli shlishi, you have to be makbid the whole time. There will be no water in all the cups. Because this has a halacha of a kli rishon, not of a kli sheni, because you don't say tfanis a kli metzananis. So it's kedai. I heard mechosh me poiskim that I'm machmir. I just wanted the Messiah, Tavot, Yelt, Choshev Yid. Magid Shir Nedaf Ayoy Meirushalmi. Yigzok Ta Vot. Tzachsid Ashe Vot. And Yigzok Ta Zeh. It says in the Parsha, Ve'asafsuf Asher Bekirbo Yis'avu Tav. Ve'asafsuf Asher Bekirbo Yis'avu Tav. Ve'yoymer Mi Achileinu Boso, Zocharnu Esadogo Asher Ochalnu Mitzrayim, Sa'av Atichim, Hakishuim. So the Chiddush Harim says Pshat, Vos Zocharnu Yis'av Utav. Zog the Chiddush Harim, the Pasuk had to say, Asav Sof Asher Bekirbo, Yis'avu, Vos Yis'av Utav. Yis'av Utav, the Yis'av for a Taiva, Yis'av to eat. Vos Yis'av Utav. Zog the Chiddush Harim, they were mis'ave for a taive. They ate lechem kodosh, lechem shemaloche ashoros oichlim. They wanted to have a gashmizdike food, that gashmizdike food, when you eat it, you have a taive, and you have an isoyen. When you eat mozim ruchni, it was elik. They wanted to have a taava, and to fight the taive. So the shayla is of the chidush ha'arim, so they say, what is the chet? Ein shayla. Zweite Shaila, frag die Kliyoko, says in the Parsha, ויובה מוישה ויארס האום בויכה למשפחוי סוף. זוג תרעשי למשפחוי סוף, הליסקי הרייס, שנסרו להם. פשני, שסקן אגו, they wanted to eat a piece of fish. Half of a piece of fish, you come into Gilna Rayas. They had a tie that they wanted to eat a piece of fish. Say, they want fish. They want the batiach. Say, the batiach in Kishuim. Moshe comes around, they're crying, Nesra lenu Arayas. As they freak the Kliyoko. They're a ganze mahalach. So he said to say, it's a vault to the Kotzke Rebbe. Shtet, Posuk and Mishlei, Loi lachachomim lechem. Chachomim don't have bread. Zog the kotzka, vossi the pshat, loy lachachomim lechem. Zog the, a person, you see it in the world a lot of times, the people that have a lot of money, not every time they're most smartest people. See a lot of time, gold smart people, you know. Zog the vossi the pshat. A person is very, very smart. He thinks, ich ken. Kosh Baruch Hu tells him, you think you could, I'll let you do. Lamezen. Later, he doesn't have a parnasa. A person that doesn't think that he could, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't mind to give him siyata dishmai. Mele zog de kotzke, loy lachachom im lechem. Zog to de zelbe zach in Ruchnias. Buchen says, ich bin a Balkishrin, 2 minutes. I don't have to chaza for a fahe, 5 minutes before. I look in the Gemara, but say, I'm a Balkishrin. Kosh Baruch Hu says, loy lachachom im lechem. I don't have to be the suya, I come half an hour before shir, look in the Gemara. Kosh Baruch Hu make it to fall asleep in the shir, yeah? Loy lachachom im lechem. It's a gate nish to say. If you don't out, it's a avu tav. You know, we're eating Muslim Ruchni, we want to make a melchome. You want to make a melchome? You think you're such a high madrega? We daven every day. No, we already hold in a madrega, we could fight. Kishbochu said, if you could fight, you feel that you could fight, I'll take away the siyata dishmaya. Miyad, ha'om boichel mishpacha yisrael. The type is started from all over. So a person has to know that sloche in learning is loy lachachom im lechem. A person has to amultzach, an amultzach, to be shakua. A person can't be, I'm not in it. A person has to be lechzach in learning. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him siyata dishmaya. But if a person wants, as a sikum tzach mishpacha.